450. Heavenly Emperor put under pressure from Five Kingdom. Overexposure, Clear Daylight, if he's good enough, as Heavenly Emperor found a length, but Overexposure's after him, and Hangman's three lengths away with Delectation Girl running on. Overexposure moved up at the 200 metres mark. He's on level terms with Heavenly Emperor. Overexposure takes the lead from Heavenly Emperor. The favourite's going to get the job done. He's coming away now, and Overexposure is too good for Heavenly Emperor. Wins it by a length and a half. Delectation Girl third.
Terrific day for the McAvoy stable, Tony and Kelvin, with Coolf and Overexposure winning at Flemington. And Kelvin joins us this morning following that double at headquarters. Congratulations and good morning, Kelvin.
Yeah, good morning, Warren. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about Overexposure first of all. He was one of the shorter price favourites of the day, although he did touch $2.60 during the official betting. What was your expectation going into yesterday?
Yeah, look, we were really confident, Warren. You know, his first couple of runs have been very good, and he was quite unlucky last start. We knew that, you know, he was fitter yesterday and up to a really suitable distance of the mile. It was a good recipe, and I went there yesterday morning expecting him to be very hard to beat.
How did the race pan out from your perspective?
Yeah, really good. He's obviously had a tendency to sort of get back a little bit, and Damien was pretty keen to not get too far back up to the mile, and also didn't look an over too much tempo. And I thought it worked out perfectly. It looked for a little bit like he might have got held in, but luckily he didn't, got out the right time and was able to present it.
Earlier in his career, he was a bit more of a brilliant horse. He's a six-year-old now, and you've got him winning out to 1,600 metres. Where do you think his best distance range will be at this stage of his career?
Yeah, look, I think the mile is him. You know, he finished last campaign off by winning the 2S Hayes, I think it was, in Adelaide, over a mile. And, you know, speaking of Damien Lane, he said, leave him at the mile, that's his distance. So, although he was quite brilliant early in his career, and we ran him in races like the Blue Sapphire and the Nitschke, but the mile certainly is going now.
Coolf was your other winner on the card, and you applied the blinkers for a horse who's shown a lot of talent throughout his career, but always looked like he'd had a little bit to learn. How did you mark him yesterday?
Yeah, he was fantastic. He really dug into the fight yesterday, which was great to see. He was quite disappointing last start, I thought, even though he only got beat sort of three lengths. I expected more from him that day, and he just sort of, Luke got off him and said he felt very dour. So we know he's a genuine stayer, and we've sort of earmarked the Adelaide Cup and worked our way back from that, and hence being the month between runs. But, up to 2,000 with the blinkers on, it was really good to see him bounce back yesterday.
What was the feedback from John McNeil post-race?
He was a bit red in the face and puffing. He made it a little bit hard for him. He was got quite keen early on in the race, just being an inexperienced horse and sort of horses rushing past in blinkers first time. He sort of picked up the bridle a bit, and Jai did a fantastic job to get him to settle, but his feedback was that he's still got a lot to learn in a really positive way. He's a bit like a kid still, so I take some confidence out of that.
Benchmark 78 yesterday, so a bit of room to move from a ratings perspective. What could you map out for Coolth in the weeks ahead?
Yeah, look, we're going to go... He's a very naturally fit horse. You know, he's been going up to Ballarat and galloping up that hill, and I gave him a good solid piece of work earlier in the week, and he just pulled up lovely and clean and fit from it, and as he did yesterday. So he'll now go to the Tawny Cup, the Frank Tawny Cup at Moonee Valley. I believe it's on the 13th, off the top of my head, of next month, 2500, and then into the Adelaide Cup from that, hopefully.
You were talking yesterday in racing.com about potentially a Blamey Stakes up in grade for Overexposure. What's the thoughts almost 24 hours post the victory?
Yeah, look, well, they both seem to have come through it really well, which is great to see. And, you know, we're giving him a chance at a Blamey. It's the level we've always thought of the horse, and he's just taken a little bit longer to get to it. But, we might run him in the Carline Cup first, which is on the 6th of February at Caulfield. So we'll probably go there and then into the Blamey from that. He looked to me yesterday, the way he pulled up, and looked pre and post race. He's still got a couple of really good runs left in him.
talked about Coolf having a gallop up the hill at Ballarat with the new stables that you're moving into there. How's that transition going?
Yeah, it's been a really good one. We've sort of got 14, 15 horses there at the moment, and been there for, you know, the first ones came about a week ago. So we've settled in well. 2-year-old that won on Friday at Geelong, he was the first horse in the yard, and he did his final couple of pieces of work there. And the horses are loving it. It's a fantastic environment. It's more similar to Angaston in the fact that it's sort of a bit country, which is what our horses are used to. And you know, I'm just feeling my way with the tracks, but I'm loving it so far.
Having the partnerships helps, I suppose, run various stables. How are you going to manage it from a staffing point of view between yourself and your dad, Mick Shepherdson, and the team?
Yeah, look, it's at the moment we're moving in a bit of an awkward time in the fact that it's also yearling sales. So I stayed home from the Gold Coast this year, which was fine, and Dad went up there and he's been working hard off the sales, and he'll head back to Angaston, I think, tomorrow and spend a week there, and then he'll try and come to Ballarat because he'd love to spend a few days here. And I'm going to be based in Ballarat full time, so it's very exciting. Very exciting for me.
Now, it's been a great life for you so far, growing up with your dad and around horses. How are you prepared for your first winter at Ballarat, do you think?
Can you be prepared? I've spent a couple of winters in Newmarket, which I survived, so I think we'll be all right.
From a future point of view, what are you most looking forward to in the weeks ahead? Is there something that you've got that might appear from a Blue Diamond perspective in the weeks ahead from the team?
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice 2-year-olds that are going to be trialing in the next week or so. So we'll know a lot more after that. And you know, Pagazi, the horse that won on Friday at Geelong, he really excited me the way he did that. And he sort of probably could be unbeaten now if he didn't throw his first race away with Greenness. So we're just going to have a good look at him and see where we go. But he could be a contender for those races for sure.
Up the road to Wangaratta today, Champ Dior on debut in race one, and Outlandos, 2,000 metres benchmark 64 level in race eight. Damien Thornton aboard both of them. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, look, I expect them both to be very hard to beat. The first one, Champ Dior, she's very fit going into this first lap run. She's had 3 jump outs, big gross filly, and I think we found a really winnable race. So I expect her to win. And Outlandos is the horse that's been knocking on the door. He really has. And, you know, hopefully he gets the breaks today. He's just getting a little bit too far back in his races. But Damien Thornton's now had a couple of sits on him recently, and you know, I think we've done 2 winnable races there.
Well done at the double at headquarters yesterday, Kelvin, and good luck, particularly at Wangaratta today in the short term, but certainly going ahead and perhaps towards the Blue Diamond and others and settling into to Ballarat. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ryan.
Kelvin McAvoy, a double at headquarters yesterday.